Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Once again, time travelers, it's Chris Earle. It is the beginning of summer. We're going to do an 80s day today. So time travel presents the big 80s here on WMFO in Medford. In Medford, kid. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. It's all hair bands from the 80s today. And a couple other surprises. So enjoy, as they say. Wouldn't you like to just get up in the morning, go into work, and just... soon as you get to the work in the morning, they play like Simply the Best by Tina Turner right when you walk through the door. And then you just come in and you bow and you say to everyone, enjoy.
You're simply the best.
Yeah. What comes around goes around. We always hope that's true, especially the ones that have been crapped on over the years. You just hope that's true. You just hope one day you're going to get yours. Anyway, that's rad. Vincent Price was in that video, and he was serving up like a rat on a platter. And then all the band members were like singing and dancing around him. 80s videos, you know? They were all on cocaine. That's basically any good video or any weird video from the 60s, 70s, 80s. That's all you have to say. They were on drugs. They were on LSD. They were on pot. They were on cocaine. All right? And we always know here at WMFO in Medford, Mass., you don't do drugs. Work for the Beatles. Doesn't work for anybody else. Don't do drugs. Public service message. Half a public service message. Not really public service message. Kind of a public service message. More of a joke here on Time Travel with Chris Searle, where we like to educate as well as entertain. And no, I'm not on cocaine because I don't do drugs. Anyway, here's the next one. It's another hairband.
We'll be right back.
It's the Prince of Fucking Darkness with Crazy Train.
I love you all. I love you more than life itself. But you're all fucking mad.
We'll be right back.
Bang Your Head from the Mental Health album by Quiet Riot. Came out in 1983. I listened to that on the bus, and I had a friend on the bus, Billy, and he just smashed his head against the wall. And I'm like, I'm in this for the long run. I got 70 more years of these morons that I got to deal with. Like, I would pretend. I would be like, yeah, you know, and put my coat down or something. And Billy would just be smashing his head, like, again and again, like, bang your head. I'm like, okay, buddy. All right. I don't think Billy's with us anymore, but that was Quiet Riot with Bang Your Head. Ozzy Osbourne before that. The Prince of Fucking Darkness with Ozzy Osbourne. Bark at the Moon. Rat with Round and Round. We started it off with Motley Crue, Smoking in the Boys' Room. Next one isn't really a hair band, but they're a little gay, and I like them. Hot Girls in Love. Who doesn't like Hot Girls in Love? Loverboy. One of the gayest names for a band, but Loverboy with Hot Girls in Love. That's coming up right now. What does a gay horse eat? Hey! Just in time for Pride.
She's like,
Man, if he were naked, you could really see the high note in those testicles at the end there. That is Lover Boy, Hot Girls in Love. Next one, David Lee Roth. I once threw a Coke at David Lee Roth, and it bounced off his surfboard in the crowd, and he looked at me, and he pointed, and he waved. I'm like, that's awesome. That's rock and roll, man.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
We'll be right back.
is Journey from the Escape album with Separate Ways. That's about as hard-edged as they got there, but I like Steve Perry there, one of the great rock and roll frontmen of the 80s bands. Next up is The Firm. How's that, kid? How's that mattress? Oh, that's Firm. What a stupid name for a band, but they were pretty good. Plus, you got a Zeppelin guy in it.
Well, I'm not uptight, not unattractive. Turn me on tonight, 'cause I'm radioactive, radioactive. Well, it's not a fight, and I'm not your captive. Turn me loose tonight, 'cause I'm radioactive, radioactive. I want to stay with you. I want to play with you, baby. Don't be distracted. Turn me on
not uptight, he's not unattractive, he's radioactive. I don't know what the hell it was either, but that's The Firm. Yeah, it could have been a law firm, I get it. But I'm going with Mattress. 1985. They came out with the Mean Business album after that. Mean Business? I think it was Mean Business, yeah. And then they went away. But you had Jimmy Page in there. Yeah. And a couple other people. And then they went away. They made a couple bucks, you know, did a gig or two, and then the Honey Drippers were on the other side of town with another shitty name for a band, the Honey Drippers with Robert Plant, doing like Sea of Love and stuff. Anyway, that was The Firm. Whatever.
since you've been gone. There's something I wanna say.
That's an English band called The Outfield. I love The Outfield. They came out in 1984 with the Play Deep album. And then they had Bangin', Voices of Babylon, Diamond Days. It's something you probably haven't heard in about 30 years if you were around. Hey, put on The Outfield, man. Put that on cassette, on the cassingle. But they were good. I liked them. Anyway, here's some stuff from Spinal Tap. Big 80s today. Time travel.
Your first drummer was
the Peeper.
John Stumpy Peeps.
Oh, yeah.
Great, great, tall blonde geek with glasses.
Yeah.
Good drummer. Great look, good drummer.
Good drummer.
Fine.
What happened to him?
He died. He died in a bizarre gardening accident some years back.
It's really one of those things. It was, you know, the authorities said, you know, best leave it unsolved, really. You know.
And he was replaced by
Stumpy Joe.
Eric Stumpy Joe Childs.
And what happened to Stumpy Joe?
Well, it's not a very pleasant story, but
he
died. He choked on. The official explanation was he choked on vomit.
It was actually someone else's vomit. It's not
ugly.
You know, there's no real.
Well, they can't prove whose vomit it was. They don't have facilities in Scotland Yard to print.
You can't really dust for vomit.
Yankee, my wanky. The donga need food.
Hard times you had before you. no way for a man to die.
Yeah, you're right, Ed. A parachute not opening, that's a way to die. Getting caught in the gears of a combine. Having your nuts bit off by a Laplander, that's the way I want to go.
Oh, Frank! Oh, this is terrible.
Don't you worry, Wilma. Your husband is going to be all right. Don't you worry about anything. Just think positively. Never let a doubt enter your mind.
He's right, Wilma. But I wouldn't wait until the last minute to fill out those organ donor cards.
What I'm trying to say is that, Wilma, as soon as Nordberg is better, he's welcome back at police squad.
Unless he's a drooling vegetable. But I think that's only common sense.